I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, Tony. My name is Diana. I am calling in from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I've been listening to your show for quite a while now, at least a few years. I absolutely love it. You do a great job. I listen to the Grave Talks as well. So love them both. I'm also a broadcaster like you, Tony. You've got a great radio voice. I am a local news anchor here in Hamilton, Ontario for our little local radio station. So always appreciate a good voice on the radio, and you just knock it out of the park, and you're very intriguing to listen to, but you already know that. Anyways, so here's my story. I'm in my late 30s now, but this was a story that brings me back to when I was about 19 or 20. I can't remember exactly when. I grew up outside of Toronto, just north of Toronto. And there's always been a road that was near my parents' house. So I was living with my parents still at the time. I was going to university. And there was a road near my parents' house. It's a two-lane highway, but there's a certain curve on the stretch that when I was living there, I always felt really creeped out by it. I can't explain it. So at nighttime, I would just, really push the gas pedal to get the hell through that particular curve because it just gave me the heebie-jeebies. I don't know why, couldn't put my finger on it, but I knew that I just did not like the feeling of being in that particular bend of the road. One night I was driving home quite late from my then boyfriend's house. I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning and I had had exams that day. It was in the summertime, about June. And I was exhausted, and I got a coffee on the way home, but I guess it didn't help too much. And I'm driving down this stretch of two-lane highway, and I guess at some point I dozed off at the wheel, if only for a couple seconds. I dozed off at the wheel. And when I opened my eyes, I jolted awake because in my small dream or whatever it was that I was having, I saw a girl in a white dress, like a young girl, run into the road. And I woke up out of that, like completely flipped out, thinking, oh my God, I almost hit this girl. Where is this girl? Where is this girl? And I realized that I had drifted into the oncoming lane. And nobody else was on the road because it was like at 3 a.m. and it was kind of in the country. So there was no one really there. But I jerked my steering wheel back into my lane. And I looked in my rearview mirror and I couldn't see anything. And I couldn't know where this girl was. I had no idea where she was, if I even saw her. And so seconds later, coming around the bend of the road at 3 a.m. was like an 18-wheeler. And they don't come through there. They come through there on detours, maybe sometimes during the day. And so it was like seconds before this vision or, I don't know, messenger, perhaps it was a guardian angel, I'm not sure, or a ghost, but I feel like this presence obviously protected me. It woke me up. I was able to get out of the oncoming lane and, you know, was not, thank God, hit by this truck. I was panicked the whole rest of the way home, which was only actually about 5-10 minutes away from my parents' house. And, you know, my heart was racing. I had the cold sweats. I was really awake by this point. So I went into my house. Obviously, my family was asleep. I crept upstairs to my bedroom and I went online to kind of try and figure out if anything had ever happened in that area. And so I started, you know, Googling and I started looking at old Toronto Star Archive papers, which is the local paper, one of the local papers in Toronto. And I stayed up to like 6 a.m. just digging. And I found that in the early 1900s, that used to be a really old farm area. It still is pretty farmy out in that area. But there was a really bad crash out on that bend where a family died. And so it just clicked to me that this angel or presence or whatever she was, this girl, was there protecting me from a similar fate, I guess. And so I had an immense sense of gratitude. Obviously, you know, my eyes started to water. I started to like get really emotional, just being really thankful for that. So while it was a really scary and terrifying experience, it really, really opened my eyes to the fact that maybe we do have guardian angels that are looking out for us. So I'm open to the paranormal. I always have been. I've been a little bit sensitive to it since I was younger. It's kind of waned over the years, though. I don't know if that's just that I'm as distracted with adulting, but that's my short little story I just wanted to share with you guys. It'd be awesome if you were able to share it on the show. If not, yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. And again, I absolutely love your show, thinking of becoming an EPP. So thanks a lot, guys. Keep doing what you're doing and stay safe. Talk to you later.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.